Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Recording in progress.
Hey, welcome into the Morning Buzz. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We appreciate you listening, whether you're checking us out on Spotify or if you're checking us out on Apple or if you're on YouTube. For all my YouTube peeps, I kind of went back to old reliable today with Zoom instead of StreamYard, and we'll see if the video ends up being at least a little bit better from an audio standpoint. The podcasts have had no problems. By the way, if you're also someone that consumes podcasts via Apple or Spotify, you should subscribe to House of L over there too. Give us a 5-star review. It is very, very helpful. I will be self-indulgent today. I will navel gaze a little bit today on the show because I got a surprise, strangely enough, like during the recording yesterday. I got the text message from my guy Josh Nelson over at Sox Machine, that I had been nominated for Illinois Sportscaster of the Year, which is crazy. Like it's definitely one of the things for my Infinity Gauntlet that I've been working on, and I was blown away by the fact that I was nominated for this. Like, truly, I was not expecting it. I don't even know how I got nominated, because this is something, I mean, I know the process is that your peers nominate you for this, but I was stunned by it in a very happy way. Like, it's been a rough year for a lot of different reasons, and at some point, maybe I'll talk about all of the reasons with you, but this was a wonderful, wonderful surprise, and I'm really, really thankful for it. I try to do good work. I try to be good to people. Those things are very important. People who know me, who have worked with me, know that I believe in a code of lift as you climb. That's a big deal to me. So I've talked a little bit about it here on the podcast. Like I'm a big proponent of watching people graduate. And I've had the pleasure of watching all of my producers graduate. There's still a couple that I owe. Like I feel like I had already kind of paid my debt, like to Tony and Herbie and Roki and Joe and Tanny. A lot of the people that were there with me on the nighttime show and then came over when we moved to middays. I guess I still owe a debt to Ray. So I got to figure out a way to help Ray graduate to whatever the next thing is that he wants to do, because he's an incredible producer. But I believe in that. And there have been times where I'm like, wow, like everyone graduated except me. And I've been thinking a lot about what the next thing is the next thing powering through and making it to 30 years at the score, or is it going to try something new when my contract's up? I don't know. It changes from day to day. There are days where I'm like, yeah, like this is going to be it. And I'll do this for 4 more years and then like retire. And then I'm like, you need a new challenge. It's hard sometimes to like stay where your feet are. That's kind of been my goal for like the last 6 months, though, since the NBC Sports Chicago thing went away. Like, I haven't been out here hustling and chasing other jobs. I've just been trying to focus on doing radio really well and obviously what happens here on the podcast. But getting that nomination is like a big deal, especially because I look at this list of people who I'm on it with, and it's humbling to be on a list with people who you know are really, really good. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to tell you a little bit about the folks that are on this list and why I think they're terrific, why I think each of them is equally as worthy of this award as I am, because I've worked with everyone here except for Taylor McGregor. So I'll start with Taylor. And I don't know if you were paying attention. Like, Taylor clearly, like, she does a great job with all of the Cubs stuff, but her college football reporting is spectacular. And it's so funny. I was texting with Carmen Vitale, who was on the show last week. She's a big ASU fan. Because Taylor McGregor, if you didn't see the end of the ASU-BYU game, go look at it. It was a zoo. It was bizarre. The game was supposedly over. Arizona State fans came onto the field. The game wasn't over. There was still a second left. They had to try and clear the field. They couldn't, so they just kind of put everyone in the far end zone. It took 13 minutes to get all this stuff cleared up. Then there was a Hail Mary. And then in the middle of it, like after the Hail Mary is defended, in the middle of it, there's Taylor McGregor. And I texted Carmen and I was like, man, I feel bad for Taylor, because she was in the middle of like chaos, like actual chaos. And she did an incredible job with it. And obviously, like the Cubs stuff, she does great work. And like that chemistry that she's built up with Boog and JD, it comes through, and I think that it makes the broadcast, I think, even better when you have a group of people that are committed to the same cause and are okay, like, having a little bit of fun with each other, too, but taking the job seriously. And I think she's done great at that. Obviously, Pat Hughes is on this list, and it kind of feels unfair. Like, there's a Hall of Fame broadcaster on the list. We don't have a chance. Like, the rest of us don't have a chance. And he's still at the top of his game. He's also just a wonderful human being. And I've had the chance to fill in and do a little bit of post, pre and post on Cubs broadcast over the last, 4 years here and there. You know, they'll sprinkle me in when they can't find anyone else. And he's incredibly gracious and smooth and nice. And you like being around him, on top of the fact he's an incredible broadcaster. My partner in crime, Layla Rahimi. This has been as equally a difficult year for her as it has been for me. She still holds her head like really high. She is an excellent communicator, an excellent broadcaster. And it is, I love when she gets upset, and I mean that in the sports radio way. I love when there's a bee in her bonnet and she pulls out her notebook and she is like, let's get to business. Receipts Rahimi is a thing, and I feel like what she's done for The Score is honestly immeasurable. Like, how she's been able to change the way that overall we are perceived as a radio station. And I think she's done incredible stuff for me. She's done really incredible stuff for Dan and for the station overall. And it's why, like, when you see that one of the main, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me, one of the main hosts is out, it's why she's always the first choice, because we know how good she is. And she continues to, like, up things, you know? Like, she makes it so that you have to be prepared. You will get embarrassed. Like, if you're not ready to work with Layla Rahimi, you will get embarrassed on the air. So be prepared if you ever get the opportunity. It's ironic that Jeff Joniak is on this list too, at least for me, because I ran into Jeff. I haven't seen Jeff in a while. And I, quiet as it's kept, I interned for Jeff Joniak. I interned for Jeff Joniak and Luke Kanellis. That was like my first real job working at WMAQ Radio. And I saw him and he was like, how are you doing? Like, how are things? How's the new show? He was very gracious. And he's been doing this job for, what, 25 years as the Bears play-by-play guy? And he's super gracious. And asking me about, like, the move from middays to afternoons and the different role that I'm in on the afternoon show. And he offered advice and counsel and all of those things that he doesn't have to do. And when I was covering the Bears, like, you think about, like, all those incredible moments. I wish he had more moments, but I guess with Kayla Williams around, he's going to have more moments to go crazy in the booth. But think about it. How iconic is Fade to Black or Devin Hester, you are ridiculous. Like, that is iconic stuff that people who are Bears fans will remember forever. And he continues, he and Tom... Tom actually let me into the building over at Fox, and he basically just told the security guards, like, he's a really nice guy. And the security guard was like, okay, and just let me in because that's Tom Thayer. That's how he rolls. So shout out to Jeff.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Deion Miller, like, real talk, like, Deion is my heart, yo. Like, she is the nicest person. And we were at JD and Vaughn's event, and I hadn't seen Deion because I haven't been out in the field as much. And I just, like, she is instant sunshine, man. Like, instant joy. And we were talking about the business, and she just came in here. Where was she at? In Ohio? And she just made Chicago, like, you would think Deion lived her whole life here. The care with which she goes about her business, the professionalism with which she goes about her business is awesome. She always has that, like, million-watt smile for you, too, when you see her. She'll give you a big hug. And she, like, there are people who ask you how you're doing. And, like, this is the Deion Miller move. Deion will grab, like, both of your arms, and she will look you dead in the face and be like, no, how are you doing? And she means it. And she is willing to have that conversation with you because she's just a good person and an incredible broadcaster. And I laughed when, you know, she hit me up to congratulate me. And I was like, man, like, being on the list with you is dope. Because she's the goods, man. And just no matter whether she was at Fox or at Channel 7, like, she just is amazing. Like, for real, for real. David Haw, he of the Chicago Haw Sports Network. That's not what it's called. But David is such a professional. He's never rattled. You know what's really interesting? And... you know, David played college football. Like, he downplays it, but he was a starting safety at Ball State. You never he's been able to master not getting mad on the air. Like, I get mad. You guys see it. You see when the driver comes out of the bag, I get upset. David never does. It's always like that heartbeat never like goes above 90. And what I think it allows for him to do is for him to give you really clear analysis and opinion. Like he doesn't fly, like that's not his bag. Like this is not how he rolls. And so when I hear him, I'm like, okay, this is going to be really, even if I disagree with his point, I know that it is researched and well thought out. And then the conclusion that you come to, like that's on you on whether you come to the same conclusion. But he's also really willing to hear someone else's opinion and be like, I didn't think of that. And now let me throw that back into the computer and see how I feel about it. I can't believe, like, I think about how long Mully has been on the morning show, and I'm like, yo, that's wild. I'd have to ask, but I think this combination of Mully and Haw is the longest combination that we've ever had in the morning. I think that's right. Like, Mully and Hanley were on for a while, but I think Mully and Haw surpassed that, and you know, we were juggling shows for a long time there. I'm going to ask Mitch that today. But clearly, then David's work ethic is also, he's one of the people that honestly inspired me to go get my master's degree. Because he was teaching, and I was like, I should do that. Like, I could do that, I think. And he was supportive in it. But yeah, man, really great broadcaster. And then my guy, Adam Amin. I think Adam Amin is one of the best play-by-play people in the business. I think that we've been very lucky here in Chicago with all the great play-by-play, but from a local to national standpoint, the fact that Adam Amin and Jason Benetti were both here and doing Bulls and White Sox games is incredible. Because if you hear either one of them do any other sport, it's phenomenal. Adam is also like one of the most creative. Like he is, I love being around him. And the reason why is that he sparks my own creativity. What he's doing now, when he's not working, he's DJing. Like for real. He's out in clubs DJing because he loves music. He's creating music. And I see him and I go, yo, like, we had this long discussion, strangely enough, like while we were in the club listening to doot. And we were talking about like needing that outlet, even though we work in an industry where we are allowed to be creative, having something that is your own thing outside of it is just amazing. And he's so good. And he keeps getting better. And eventually that dude's calling Super Bowls. Right? Like he's calling Super Bowls. It'll be a fight at the bat rack over there at Fox between him and Benetti. But those two dudes are so dope. And Adam is also really gracious. I loved it to talk football with him. He's so inquisitive. And the stuff that he picks up, like I'm a little jealous of it, to tell you the truth. The stuff that he picks up from his analyst and he is able to bring to you as a listener or a viewer is top notch. Like he really cares about understanding the game because he knows if he understands the game as the play-by-play guy, you're going to understand the game as a viewer. And he is really good, and he's just a great person. So this list of people for Illinois Sportscaster of the Year, to be on it with this list of people is tremendous, and it means a lot to me. Like, I know it's cool to not care about awards. I know that that's the thing, and you don't care. Who gives a F about a MF and Grammy. Shout out to Chuck D. And I don't, at this point, like, I don't care if I win, but knowing that my peers think enough of me to put me in this group, it does mean a lot. And it does mean that it's not in vain. And don't get me wrong, like, I also appreciate the love and support that you guys show me. Even just the watching of this or the interacting, it's good to know that you've had an impact and people care and people are watching. Like, people are, I talk to my students about this all the time, that you never know who's checking you out. And so when those opportunities come up, you got to be ready for them. But man, you talk about an unexpected smile. I got one with this nomination and I needed it. Real talk. Like, I needed it. And for it to show up like this is wild. And I'm incredibly thankful and grateful. And yeah, I have a list of awards that I want to win. And this is one of them. I got a couple in the gauntlet and a couple. And there are, what, three more that I want to win? We almost won one. We almost won the Marconi for Station of the Year. Like, that would have been. So we just have to keep going, right? We have to do it again next year. But we were finalists for it, and it sucked that we didn't win because Chris Tannehill deserved to win. He deserved to win. So this one's a biggie for me. And I won't be mad if I lose, because look at this list. But if I win, it'll mean something. And it means something to be nominated. You hear people talk about that like in the cliched way all the time. But it actually is an honor to just be nominated for something like this. I appreciate your support, whether you're listening on Spotify or if you're listening on Apple. Shout out to Remy Martin. They saw the post and they were like, we need to get a drink. My guy Jim from Remy Martin was like, we got to toast this. And he's right. We do. One of my biggest problems as a human, and you may be able to relate, I'm not good at spiking the football. I'm not good at it at all. Mel used to talk to me about that all the time, that it's okay for you to spike the football occasionally. And I don't know, like, I'm always like, what's the next thing? But I'm working on that, and I'm taking the victories when they show up. And this is a victory. Even being nominated is a victory. So I'm going to celebrate it. And I'm done with the navel gazing for today. We should find out in May, I think. I think the ceremony is in June. They'll tell the winner in May if they want to come down to Raleigh, North Carolina. I've never been to Raleigh, North Carolina. I'd like to go, especially if I'm the one who won the award. Thanks for indulging me today in my stupidity and my navel gazing. I will talk to you soon. All right? Peace.
Recording stopped.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.